This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the road, Paul Watson's coming up in the fourth hour. We'll be addressing an article he has written for Infowars.com that breaks down another shocking example of the mass Stockholm syndrome sweeping not just Europe, but also the United States. At an anti-racism concert in Sweden, migrants raped women in the middle of the crowd. This is in mainstream news in Sweden. In Germany, a German minister, it's now been discovered, was raped. A federal minister, and covered it up and blamed it on Germans as to not turn the population against the Muslims. Ladies and gentlemen, I was against the illegal wars in the Middle East because I thought it would stir up that population and be part of the clash of civilizations the globalists have written about, using the clash, the crisis, to destroy Western liberties and to actually put even more radical jihadists in control in the Middle East, as General Flynn and others have spoken about and exposed. But here's the bottom line to all you PC scumbags. You ally yourselves with authoritarianism, and then you go around bullying true liberals and the bastion of freedom in the West, telling us we've got to give up our language, we've got to give up our freedom, we've got to comply with every foreign alien system like Islam that absolutely enslaves women, absolutely is intolerant of other religions, and murders homosexuals. You people are intellectually bankrupt, and you're financed by the globalists, and the whole Black Lives Matter organizations and the rest of it are a joke. We've had Black Lives Matter people calling in yesterday and saying, Alex, you just don't like black people. That's a load of horse manure. You people are idiots. George Soros is a Nazi collaborator, piece of crap that brings down countries. And he's using sociology and he's using psychology to play us off against each other and take almost non-existent issues and make it the number one red herring while he prepares with others to totally implode this country. So I suggest you wake up and get up off your fat intellectual dumbasses and start trying to save civilization! The globalists are bringing in tyranny because it'll merge with their system of tyranny, and they think Islam will work with the socialists and the social engineers to bully us into full submission. Well, guess what? It isn't working, and I'm pissed. Everybody else is getting angry, and we're never going away, we're never giving up, and we know what's going on. Now back to David Knight, live in studio.
All right, then. I'm here in the studio on this Tuesday, July 12th, 2016. I'm David Knight. Alex is going to be joining us later in the show with other special reports. Of course, he's going to be talking about Bernie Sanders, who is endorsing Hillary Clinton today. No surprise there. One thing you may be surprised about, Bernie Sanders, is that he's been getting $38,000 a day Secret Service protection as he's been going on this ego trip of futility that he's going on. And, of course, you know, he wants free college for everybody. $38,000, that would go a long way towards paying some people's annual tuition, but Bernie is just eating that up with his security protection. Understand that one of the most broken institutions we have in this country, of course, is our institution of education, especially higher learning, as they call it. It is nothing but propaganda, selling the lies that have been created by these 60s radicals about white skin privilege and other things to permit racial division. I'm not saying that we can't talk about the differences in the way people are treated. That's a misunderstanding of that. But the way they use white skin privilege, it was a weapon. Bill Ayers stopped bombing buildings and he started brainwashing our children. That's what's behind this educational establishment. And that's why Bernie and Hillary want free college for everybody. Now, we're going to be talking about what's going on with Trump. We have some breaking news about the effort to stop Trump at the convention. The Never Trump people who said there are no committed delegates. Well, a federal judge has just said otherwise. We're going to have that and more news when we come back. Stay with us.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've seen incredible gullibility out of Republican Party's constituents over the years. Just look at all the lies that George W. Bush supporters put up with. But I got to tell you, Democrats take the cake, especially Bernie Sanders supporters. He came out yesterday and said that, oh, we've realized so many of our goals and we're so victorious, and now I'm throwing my support to Hillary. When Hillary is the most corporate, most crony capitalist candidate out of the entire field we've seen the last 2 years. I mean, she makes Donald Trump look like the outsider he is. And it's so sad to see Bernie supporters who are committed to getting their so-called free lunch buying into anything and everything that the Democratic Party pitches at them. It's so clear that the big money and the big media and all the big robber barons are lined up against Donald Trump. But most of the former Bernie supporters out there that are being pulled are saying, hey, we're going for Hillary. It's truly shameful. Then the corporate media that sells us all these illegal wars and all these other lies is telling us Donald Trump's an evil racist and the worst person in the world, and that we all need to support Hillary because that's the best thing to do. And
that it's good to go out and demonstrate and protest against the local police because they're corrupt. That's the big, out-of-control federal government bought and paid for by foreign interests that militarized the police to be their enforcers. Now, because they're concerned about an American-style Brexit out of the North American Union and globalism, they're trying to trigger the revolution that's brewing against local government and police. They're trying to distract the public, at the same time bring in a type of soft civil war where the UN can then be the honchos of the reorganization of the United States. Look at the riots all over the country. The police stations being shot up. The police being killed. Can you just walk up to police you don't even know the name of and randomly say you deserve to die? And some will say, well, they do that to some citizens. Statistically, police killings are flat. Even as the crime rate that's been lower for 20 years starts to go up because the economy is imploding. All Americans are starting to see, on average, their living standards go down. We're seeing our basic freedoms under attack. We are collectively, as a citizenry, under attack. It was so exciting a few weeks ago to see the Brexit, which was a move against globalism, led by the Ron Paul / Alex Jones / Matt Drudge of Europe, Nigel Farage, to see that for days be the number one search term. To have more search terms than all porn terms combined. There was one other search term that was also number one for a day and in the top five for an entire week. That was Hillary for president. It shows the power of we, the populist peoples, the libertarians, the libertas, the true liberators, the liberals, not the controllers, not the counterfeit liberals, and their Republican cohorts who are trying to shackle and control this huge awakening that's taking place. I'm going to Cleveland in just a few days. I'm going to be there for the full week of the RNC. We're also sending a crew to the DNC. And we're going to be standing up for the truth. We're going to be exposing that the Republican Party is Senator Sullivan trying to steal the nomination from Donald Trump. We're going to be there exposing the social justice warriors and how programmed they are. And we're going to be putting airplanes in the sky that point out that Hillary should be sent to prison, not the White House. We're going to have trucks driving around town with the same thing on the side. All because you've taken action and believed in us, we believed in you, and the InfoWar is having a giant effect. Now, I've got other reports coming up today that deal with the assault on reality, the attempt to get the average person to not be politically or culturally involved. We're going to be looking at some of the big phenomenons in AI and augmented reality, the new Pokemon Go phenomenon and more. And David Knight's going to be breaking down with his guest, Anthony Gucciardi and others, the latest breaking news and taking your phone calls. But make no mistake, when the entire establishment and the entire media that we know are a pack of criminal liars, discredited frauds, are telling us that Hillary Clinton's our Lord and Savior, if we really elect her, a lot of people deserve what they get. All I know is I feel like America and the whole world's reached the point of no return. It's not that Donald Trump is a perfect solution, but he's a protest against everything we've seen so far. And I hope that we can live up to what our cousins in the UK have done and send out a signal in 2016 that we too are leaving corporate world government, corporate unelected globalism that was rejected in the Brexit. That's what a Donald Trump victory would be. It's time for Americans to wake up. It's time to make America free again. And that will make this country great again. All right, back to the live transmission and David Knight. I'll be back later with an analysis on some of the new AI technologies being rolled out.
Okay, and I'm David Knight here in the studio on this Tuesday, July 12th, 2016. Alex was just talking about Brexit. And, of course, there are some interesting developments going on in Britain as we see the change in prime minister happening, announced yesterday that it will be changed tomorrow. Now, you know, David Cameron promoted Brexit. Actually, he promoted staying in the EU. He gave them the referendum. Kind of interesting, you know, because it all came up in a pizzeria in Chicago. We were at a pizzeria Una, we're told. It was after an economic summit in Chicago. And I guess they were sitting there and saw the Pizzeria Uno as a sign or something. I don't know. Maybe somebody came up to him and said, hey, you want that to go? You want to take out? And they said, that's it. We'll do that because, you know, they were facing pressure from Nigel Farage and UKIP, which had made getting out of the European Union one of their core issues. Why? Because of sovereignty. You know, the border issue is just one aspect of the sovereignty. They were completely shutting down and controlling the British economy. Issues like not allowing British fishermen to fish in the North Sea or Britain to even have a say in that issue. Not to have a say in how their trade was going to be managed. You know, they were being completely dominated by these bureaucrats in Brussels. So they had the Brexit. David Cameron, however, wanted to remain in the EU. When they lost, he immediately announced that he was going to get out. They were going to, he was going to let somebody else in the Conservative Party take over the leadership and manage this transition out of the EU. What we saw then was a contest. Most people believe that Boris Johnson was going to be the one to take over leadership of the Conservative Party. He shortly took himself out, said Michael Gove is going to... it was apparent that he was not going to support Boris Johnson, was going to run for it himself. Then he left. Then we were left with two women, and the news articles were, we're going to have a British prime minister that is female for the first time since Margaret Thatcher. Then suddenly yesterday, one of the females in it dropped out. Now, the interesting thing is that Boris Johnson, Michael Gove, and the lady who dropped out yesterday, they were all supportive of Brexit. They all wanted to see Britain leave the EU. The one person who was in the race, Theresa May, who is now going to be the prime minister by default. They've cut these deals in back rooms. She's now going to be the prime minister by default. She was the one person out of all these candidates up for leadership of the Conservative Party that did not support Brexit. Now, she is saying that Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it. Nevertheless, David Cameron said, we're not going to do anything with this. We're not going to file the paperwork to get out of the treaty until September when we have our decision to have a new leader of the Conservative Party. They very quickly and abruptly set a new leader of the Conservative Party. But now, even though that's happened very quickly, they're saying they're going to delay it another 3 months before they start the process of leaving the European Union. So now we go not from a delay of 3 months, but to a delay of 6 months before they even start the process. Even more troubling, this article that we had last night on the Nightly News, we had it on Infowars.com yesterday. Brexit vote was not binding, so Parliament must decide, said lawyers. Okay, this is about 1,000 British lawyers who have signed a letter saying that invoking Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty is not something that the Prime Minister can do on their own. The argument is that Parliament turned over their sovereignty to the European Union and only Parliament can take it back. And then get this. They said the Brexit referendum was merely an advisory. Merely an advisory. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like what the Republican delegates who are saying never Trump are saying to us? Saying we don't really care about all of your primaries, all of your elections. Those were merely advisories, and we're not going to really pay any attention to that. We're going to not violate our consciences, okay? We're going to violate the public trust. And we've now had an interesting case from a judge, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I don't want to leave Brexit yet. At the same time this is happening, the British people need to understand that the same issues that caused them to vote to leave the European Union are still there, and they're there in spades, okay? We have this article from the Deutsche Bank Economist that said on Sunday that the EU banks need another $166 billion. Now, I don't know where they get that because the Italian banks by themselves need 360 billion euros. They've got bad loans of that amount. They were looking for the British to essentially bail them out of that, and they're very upset that they don't have that money. I actually heard somebody in the immediate aftermath of Brexit talking about how this is bad. We, you know, we haven't talked about this, but we really need British money. We didn't mention it as the run-up to the referendum because we didn't want to scare the people in Britain. We didn't want them to vote against this. But that's the reality. And at the same time, this Deutsche Bank economist says, well, you know, I don't expect to see a second financial crisis like 2008. But we have another article that we had yesterday on Infowars.com from David Stockman. Remember him from the Reagan administration? He said, here we go again. He said the conditions are even worse now. Hang on, we'll be right back. We're going to have some information about Hillary. Hillary
to
for
a
privilege.
Professional trader in precious metals. The key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, July 12, 2016. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Alex Jones joining us in the next segment. He's going to talk about who he thinks Donald Trump is going to pick as his vice president. Of course, the time is getting very close. We're not even a week away from the Republican convention, if I've got my dates right. I think it begins next Monday. We've also got an update in terms of the rebellion, and this is a small rebellion, but it is a vocal rebellion of people inside the Republican establishment saying that they are not going to follow the votes as cast by the voters. They say that their conscience, their free speech, trumps that of the voters in the primaries. That was dealt a major blow today. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we've extended our sale that we had for the 4th of July, mega sale that we had for the 4th of July week. We have now extended that for a couple of the items that were on there. We now have still 20% off Survival Shield X2. It's selling out very quickly, but also 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. We have extended those two until tonight, and then they're going to disappear along with the other sale items that we had beginning on the 4th of July weekend. Now is the time to step up and to take advantage of these sales. These are excellent sales. 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's something that's going to last you 25 years. Excellent packaging, all made in the USA, GMO-free. That's something that is a real important thing to have in your storage spots to take care of any kind of unrest that we may have, and we're seeing that in spades right now. Again, you can find out about those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 20% off Survival Shield X2 and 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. Now, what happened today with the Never Trump movement? You remember we've had this lady, Kendall Unruh, who is a Utah delegate. She has a small organization called Free the Delegates. We also have Curly Hoagland, who is the guy who said, hey, we get to do whatever we want to. It's our party. And I remember when he was interviewed on CNN and they said, well, why do we even have primaries then? And he said, good question. I don't think they matter. And then we had this guy in Virginia. His name is Beau Coral. He's a lawyer. He filed a class action lawsuit in Virginia challenging a state law that binds delegates to support the winner of the election. He said that's a violation of his First Amendment rights. Well, what about our First Amendment rights? Do we have rights? I mean, these people have the attitude of the superdelegate mentality that we're seeing in the Democrat Party. And it's interesting as we look at the collapse of Bernie Sanders, the fact that he is totally sold out, and we've got an article up on InfoWars.com, Dump the Burn, Dems revolt after Bernie endorses Hillary. We've got a lot of people on social media that are tweeting out their disillusion with this whole process. Look, folks, he totally sold out. When we talk about where he was on these issues, he did get Hillary to jump in on the bandwagon of free college for everybody, everybody in the world, you know, because anyone in the world can come here with our open borders. And if they come here with their open borders, then they're entitled to a free education. Or at the very least, right now, they get in-state tuition, which American citizens whose parents have lived here all their life, who have paid taxes all their lives, they don't get that same kind of consideration for in-state tuition. But if you come here as an illegal immigrant, you can go to any state you want to and get in-state tuition. But they want to make that free for everybody. And understand that when we look at, take a look at your tax bills. You'll probably find, especially you'll be aware of this if you own a house, if you are renting, you may not see it because it's buried in your rent costs. But the largest taxes that most of us pay are property taxes. And you pay those property taxes even if you rent. They're embedded in your rent. You just don't see it. So people aren't aware of it. What is the major expense on your property taxes? It's the schools. And the schools are exploding. And, of course, we have to have tutors to teach people in whatever language they demand coming into this country. So let's expand this. Let's give everybody free college tuition. It isn't going to make anything cheaper. You know, when you subsidize things, they get quite a bit more expensive. So college costs are going to soar out of control. But that's okay. We're going to educate the world. And all it's going to cost you is everything you own. It's going to cost you the ability to own a home because you're not going to be able to afford the taxes. So Bernie got Hillary to move along with him on that. But what he didn't get her to move along with was the opposition to these trans-Pacific and transatlantic partnerships, these so-called partnerships. They're actually trade treaties. Okay? She's not going to give up on that. You got to understand that's where the big money is. They want to have these deals. They were created by corporations in secret. They want to push these controls and understand it is not free trade. It is management of your economy by a committee that you have no influence or control over. That's what the British people just said we've had enough of. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As Donald Trump picked his VP running mate, more and more the rumblings are that it's former General Michael T. Flynn. Michael T. Flynn has been a registered Democrat for most of his life. He seems to be pretty moderate on a lot of his policies. Is that smart for Donald Trump to do when, if Donald Trump gets assassinated, then we would be basically under the control of someone who leans more Democrat than he does Republican? I'm not trying to shoot down General Flynn. In fact, I've been a big supporter and fan of what he's done in his career, and I've followed a lot of his work. But I want to throw out one of the cons, one of the problems, before we look at the good points. Now, let's go back to about a month ago. At that time, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who I think is a great guy, was at the top of the list. The problem is they're already pushing this racist narrative against Trump where he puts a star on one of his advertisements, and they say it's anti-Semitic. I mean, it's getting crazy. And so they can obviously dig back into Republican politics in the 60s and 70s and the young Republicans that Senator Sessions was part of and try to claim some racism angle. I personally say double down, and who cares what the political correct are going to do? They're always lying anyways. Should he go for some Republican governor, woman, or senator? Yeah, if they're a constitutionalist, they've got what it takes. They've got a good record. I'm all for having a woman VP. But it shouldn't just be a gimmick because it's a woman. They're talking about Hillary doing Elizabeth Warren for an all-woman ticket just because they're women. Again, that's a gimmick. I'm sick of it. But getting back to why I like Michael T. Flynn, he really reformed a lot of the work in Special Forces. He called for overseas spying, not domestic spying. He called for agency sharing information. He tried to really stick up for people in the military, but he also had more courage than anybody I've ever seen in modern times in the military. And then he came out last year on Al Jazeera and other platforms, and he said, look, Obama basically ordered us to help Al-Qaeda, to help ISIS, and that's who we've been fighting on the side of for years. And the reporter said, oh, my God, so they didn't know. And he says, no, they knew and ordered that. He talked about the elephant in the room.
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that if you're worried about the rise of, quote, unquote,
I mean, I hate to say it's not my job, but that my job was to ensure that the accuracy of our intelligence that was being presented was as good as it could be. And I will tell you, it goes before 2012. I mean, when we were in Iraq, and we still had decisions to be made before there was a decision to pull out of Iraq in 2011. I mean, it was very clear what we were going to face.
Well, just to clarify once more, you are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis, sure, and you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
The administration turned a blind eye to your analysis.
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist, Al-Qaeda, and
a willful decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing with the policy that is in place? Because it is very, very confusing. I'm sitting here today, Matty, and I can't tell you exactly what that is. And I've been at this for a long time.
What Seymour Hersh has written about, what we broke, what Colonel Schaefer has talked about, what Steve Pachinik has talked about. He was the head of defense intelligence in the middle of all this, and here he is exposing it on international television. That shows courage. And if he'll expose the nexus point between criminal elements in our government, bipartisan, John McCain, Obama, Hillary, arming radical jihadists to take over Libya, parts of Syria, Iraq, you name it, and show that they're working with Saudi Arabia to betray this nation in Europe, he gets my support right there, because he's also talking about the plan for a European caliphate. He's talking about the plans to flood us with migrants for destabilization. He basically got in trouble from Obama and taken out in 2014, despite the fact he was an innovator, despite the fact he was a Democrat, because he kept saying radical Islam. Well, Orthodox Islam is radical Islam. He's not even going further enough saying that, but he got removed for saying radical Islam when it is Islam that is engaged in hundreds and hundreds of terror attacks. And it's Sunni-based, funded by Saudi Arabia. So the word is, right now he's at the top of the list, and Trump could announce by Friday they're planning. The current word is, Trump changes his mind, obviously, he's an innovative thinker himself, that by Friday or Saturday they're going to be announcing the VP, and that right now Michael T. Flynn is right up there at the top. So is Jeff Sessions, but not at the very top anymore. He's still in the top three names. Michael T. Flynn. Don't forget what he said on Al Jazeera. Don't forget the article is also linked on Infowars.com, because if we can show that our own government is financing Black Lives Matter and ISIS and Al-Qaeda to destabilize the world and bring in more control, we can really reverse a lot of the activities that the social engineers are involved with. I'm Alex Jones. Now back to Infowars Nightly News.
And here in the studio, I'm David Knight, and as Alex is just talking about the upcoming convention, it's important to remember some of these other names that are coming up there. Of course, we have Newt Gingrich, we have Governor Pence, and it's interesting that both of these guys, I believe if Trump were to pick them, it would be a repudiation of the reasons, in my opinion, to vote for Trump. And that is, you know, he's standing for closing the open borders. He's standing against these globalist trade deals that are going to destroy our sovereignty. That's something that Senator Sessions has been very consistent, very strong on. But it's something that Pence and Newt Gingrich have not. Now, Pence has opposed the open borders. Newt Gingrich hasn't. Both of them have been big so-called free trade guys. Free trade in the sense of NAFTA or CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, which Pence supported. Pence also has publicly supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as has Newt Gingrich. But then when Newt Gingrich started sniffing around the vice presidency, he changed his position on that issue. So I think that it would be a major betrayal of the principles that Donald Trump has espoused to pick either of those. I still hope that it is Senator Sessions. He is a man of unimpeachable integrity. He has always stood for the Constitution. I'll never forget his questioning of Leon Panetta, who at the time was defense secretary. He's been defense secretary and CIA secretary, questioning him on the conditions under which our government would go to war, as the Obama administration saw. Would you seek Congress's vote? Panetta said, we'd let you know what we decide, but we would talk to the UN and we'd talk to NATO and make our decision, let you know. And Senator Sessions was like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. You are a congressman. You swore an oath to the Constitution. What's the matter with you? So he's a person of integrity. He's the only senator who read these sovereignty-destroying trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific, the Transatlantic Partnerships. And he lectured Congress on it before they voted with the Trade Promotion Authority to ignore the constitutional process of ratifying treaties. Just as they don't care what the process is for going to war, they don't care what the process is for ratifying a treaty. A treaty is ratified under the Constitution with two-thirds of the Senate voting for it. It says nothing about the House of Representatives. What these people did was they said, well, we're just going to go with a simple majority. But don't worry, we'll throw in the House of Representatives as well. That's not the constitutional process. Also, they shut down any debate, any amendment, any filibusters. They shut down any means that would block these trade agreements from coming to the floor. They have to come to the floor in a short period of time. Once they are sent over by the president to be signed, they have destroyed and thumbed their noses at the Constitution. And the only senator who stood up and said anything about that was Senator Sessions. And he took the time to put together a presentation with a big whiteboard behind him. Actually, it wasn't a whiteboard. It was a series of papers that he had printed up to try to educate the congressman. And it isn't the problem that they're ignorant. They just don't care. They're bought off by these large financial interests, as Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are. And you can see that today. When Bernie Sanders supports Hillary Clinton, he didn't get anything on the opposition to these sovereignty-destroying, jobs-destroying trade deals. Now, thinking liberals are going to understand that. They need to understand what is at issue here. And that is a very important thing. Now, as we look forward to the convention, as I mentioned in the last segment, one of these legal challenges to the primaries, we actually have these arrogant Republican delegates who say, your votes don't matter. This is a guy, basically, we could call it the superdelegate lawsuit. This is Beau Carrell. And, you know, I put out, I contacted all three of these people, the guy, Hoagland, as well as Unruh, and this Beau Carrell guy. I said, come on, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how your rights trump those of the voters. Okay, they say, oh, it's a private club. This is our own organization. It is not a public thing. We should not be subject to any laws. Except that they use their monopoly, or we should say their duopoly status, these two major parties, to thoroughly control the election process. And they also use taxpayer money to run these elections. And they tell everybody that it's an election. But then when the election is held, they go back behind closed doors, and Cruz starts selecting his delegates. This guy, by the way, was a Cruz person doing these dirty tricks, as is Unruh. And I don't know about Hoagland, who he was supporting. But that's the kind of corruption we're seeing. And we see that kind of corruption within the Democrat Party. Understand, the Democrat Party did their bias. They did their private dance up front, if you will. Okay, Hillary started out with 15% of the delegates that she needed.
In every one of these states, 10 to 15% of the delegates were set up as superdelegates. And then all of the Democrat states were done proportionally. That meant that a challenger had to beat her by 10 to 15% in the popular vote to even break even on the delegates. That's how they rigged their position, okay? The Republicans, on the other hand, they did most of theirs after the fact. So you would have an election, and then after the fact, they would come in with Ted Cruz and quietly try to appoint their people instead of people who supported the person that everybody voted for. So if you voted for Trump, wouldn't you think that Trump would get people who are loyal to him? So if they have a brokered convention, they would fight it that way. So now it looks as if that is going to be shut down. That was one of the last efforts they had to shut that down. So it's going to be interesting to see how that develops. This convention coverage, both of these conventions, are going to be very interesting. There is going to be a lot of protests, possibly violent. I don't know. I don't think we're going to, I don't think we've seen anything like these conventions since the 1968 Democrat conventions in Chicago, those riots that were there. I think we're going to see a lot of that happening. Now, coming up in the program, we're going to talk about police reform. We're going to talk about the killer robots. We're also going to talk about the killer self-crashing cars. We've had a third crash from Tesla, and the SEC is also taking a look at Tesla and the fact that they made a lot of money in the stock market in the nearly 2 months that they waited before making public the issues that they had with Autopilot. Remember, Autopilot is a key selling feature of their cars. And if you don't tell people that you're having problems with this, if you cover that up and you make major trade deals on the stock market, the SEC is starting to get interested in that. Okay, they've had the Department of Transportation in Washington running interference for these Silicon Valley car manufacturers like Google and Tesla, saying we're not going to allow states and local communities to establish safety laws. We're going to shut those down just as they do for GMO regulation, right? We want to know what's in our food. So a lot of states and communities have started putting in GMO labeling laws. They said, nah, we're tired of trying to fight these things one by one. We've lost a couple of these. So let's just shut this down at the federal level. So they got together with Big Agra, and they're going to put pressure on the government. We've had the DARK Act come up to shut down the truth about what is in your food. In the same way, they don't like the fact that people in California are starting to look at all the accidents around these cars that we're told are going to put an end to all deaths on the highway. You heard that, right? You've heard that many times. 30,000 plus people killed every year on the highways. Well, we're just going to stop all of that completely. These cars will not make mistakes. And we've been pointing out how much of a lie that is from the very beginning. You don't think your computer crashes, you don't think your iPhone crashes, you don't think you have problems when they update the software on your iPhone, and now the old model no longer works. They're taking that same attitude, and they're going to put it on the road, driving your car. So we're going to take a look at that, as well as some of the ethical issues that were exposed with the killer robots in Dallas. Also, the Pokemon Go augmented reality. What is that about? What are the issues behind that? We had an article yesterday from Kit Daniels talking about how InQtel, the venture capital firm of the CIA, had some connections with the company that was behind this new piece of software. It has truly gone viral. We've never seen anything like this. It's added about $8 billion worth of market cap value to Nintendo. It's incredibly huge. Okay, in half a day, it became the number one selling app on Apple. And understand, it's very different from virtual reality. It doesn't create an entire reality system that you put on blinders and move around in a room. Instead, you go out and you walk around, and it shows on your phone where you really are. But then it augments that and puts little Pokemon characters that you can collect and then take to other places and have battles with them. That's the idea behind augmented reality. At first glance, you look at it, you say, well, great, it gets the kids off of the couch and it gets them out and around. But then there's other issues of privacy. So we're going to take a look at several different technological issues that are presenting themselves to society at this moment. But before we do, we've had Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary Clinton. We've got Loretta Lynch at this moment talking to Congress about her tarmac tete-a-tete with Bill and why Hillary is not being indicted. And I think maybe what we should have is a T-shirt that instead of Hillary for prison, maybe Hillary for privilege. You know, when you look at Bill Ayers, the guy who popularized this whole idea with the weather underground and the Students for Democratic Society back in the 1960s, this whole idea of white privilege, who weaponized that idea. This is one of the most privileged white people you have ever seen. Okay, this is a guy whose dad was incredibly wealthy, who was able to go on a terrorist spree and then escape all prosecution. That's white privilege, okay? That's real privilege. And Hillary is the same kind of person. Look at this story from the New American. Hillary Clinton contends systemic bias in the U.S. criminal justice system targets blacks. And it's like, well, I guess Exhibit A would be Hillary Clinton, because as she's pontificating about how blacks are unfairly targeted, we also see that a black congresswoman, Corrine Brown, has been indicted for, guess what? Using a phony charity, you mean like the Clinton Foundation, to skim money from people, and she is not going to get off. She's facing 357 years in prison. How's that for disparity between the white privileged Grand Mal, Hillary Clinton, and a black congressman? Congresswoman, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We'll talk about Hillary Clinton's privilege here in just a moment, but before I do, I just want to remind you that we have extended the sale on, this is from our July 4th mega sale. We had several items that are on tremendous discount. We've continued two of those as a thank you to those of you who support our operation.
We've had a lot of demand for Survival Shield X2 and the storable food deals. We've extended this now until tonight. This is 20% off Survival Shield X2, which is rapidly selling out, and 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. We've now extended that to tonight. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to prepare for unrest. As we look at the summer of chaos coming up, as we look at the push by our government to try to not only federalize the police, but try to push for martial law and to divide us into a race war, we don't know really what's going to happen in the future. It's time now to be prepared for yourself, for your family. Stock up while the discount is 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That ends tonight. We've extended it as long as we can. Also, Survival Shield X2, which is also still 20% off. That ends tonight as well. Okay, let's talk about Hillary, the woman who says that there is so much bias against black people. And yet here we see a black congresswoman, Corrine Brown, who's been indicted, who's looking at 357 years in prison for doing what? She took $800,000 in donations to a supposed charitable organization. One Door for Education was the name of it. But she was accused of using that as a personal slush fund. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like the Clintons? And yet, what does Hillary get? Nothing. We want to talk about talk about white privilege. That's Hillary Clinton. Now, we've got, as another example of how she is setting all new precedents, how, as I've said in the past, you know, they've taken this religion of national security. They've used it to destroy our due process. They've used it to destroy our legal system, our privacy, our Bill of Rights. And yet here we have Hillary Clinton thumbing her nose at that state religion. But we have some here at U.S. News Report, they say attorneys for people who have allegedly mishandled classified information are saying they want the same deal that Hillary Clinton got. And this is a defense attorney who works for national security whistleblowers, and he points out that he thinks that he can get a Clinton deal for his clients in the future. He said in 2015, shortly after CIA Director David Petraeus got a plea bargain, which was just a slap on the wrist, you know, probation and a small fine because he shared highly classified information with his mistress. He said, we absolutely got on the phone to the prosecutor and said, hey, we want the Petraeus sentence. We want the commensurate parallel sentence. And he said, we got it. So he just got a small thing. So he says, I fully expect that we're not going to see jail time for any of my clients who violate national security. Now, understand, some of these people should not be going to jail. We've talked about Thomas Drake. We've talked about how they manufactured charges against him. Hillary Clinton's correspondence that she was using to cover up her secret deals, that was born classified. When she's talking to a head of state and the private conversations that they have that are recorded there, that's born classified. We also saw her instructing employees to remove the classified heading so it could be transmitted. That was in the emails as well. And yet, in the case of Thomas Drake, who was a bona fide whistleblower, who was talking about how the NSA was violating the Constitution, violating even the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, they went to his house and they found a couple of documents. As we've mentioned this before, they said, hey, this isn't classified, but you should have known that it should have been classified. It should have been classified, you should have known it. Another one, they said, well, it's not classified. They classified it the same day, then unclassified it 3 months later. That's the double standard. And it isn't just a racial one. It's one standard for the people at the top, the corrupt criminals. You know, a government rots from the head down, and that's what we're seeing with the Clintons. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds.